Future perfect.
Something's going on in this town, and I don't know how that old man from the bar knew I was a ranger, but maybe he only suspected. Or maybe I've got a tell. Better figure out what it is before it gets me in hot oil. Darn it, new tape. Encryption code Romeo Bravo 99.
Hello, sir.
Howdy. Looking for a room.
It's $150 for a bunk in our community room. Otherwise, rates start at $400.
You accept in-kind trades?
You can buy a room with gold if it's been measured and signed.
How about whiskey?
Hold on for just a minute, please.
How can I help you?
I was just asking the young lady here if y'all would accept whiskey in exchange for a couple of nights in a room.
Look here, we're a God-fearing establishment, and we don't allow for hooch under this roof. We don't touch it, and neither do our guests.
All right. What if I just rent a room?
Frankly, if you're the kind of serpent who indulges himself in drink, we don't want you here.
I'm sorry to...
Your kind's only interested in bringing the rest of us down to your decrepitude of sin. Go on. I don't want to see your face here again.
You're coming through loud and clear. Starting to seem like everywhere I go, I stir the pot. Of course, never heard about people around these parts getting religion either. Brave new world.
Okay, our patented revolutionary absorption compound is easy to apply.
Well, what's this you're selling?
Protection from the ills of the wild, my good sir. Here, take a dab, apply it to your neck.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the tingling? That's oxidized potassium iodine. Our unique formula shields your thyroid from the damaging effects of radioactive iodine. One tub for 200, two for three, my good man.
I think I'll pass.
I'll be here when you're ready. My, oh my, it's okay. You, sir, you look like you've been helped.
Desperate people come out here to strike gold, change their lives back home. That's why Jake's here. And me too, to some degree, I guess. And then men like these petal eyes and snake seed to mend their broken bones. Ron, not your business. Keep a low profile. Still burns me, though. Counterfeit whiskey, counterfeit water, counterfeit hope. Guess that's all we got of the American dream these days. Time to go meet Henny. Guess I'll be sleeping in the truck. Howdy.
Hey, Ron.
Here.
Always the gentleman.
You know I honestly believe that you didn't remember me.
Well, I'm glad to see you back here. It's been a while since you do-gooder types have rolled through.
Maybe they've just been keeping a low profile, as you advised.
No. Things have gone to shit around here, Ron. Ever since people started making claims at the Goose.
Goose?
As in, that laid the golden egg. New mining site up the river. Army's been crawling around the Sierra Nevadas, doing something to shake loose some of that gold deep in the mountains. People are flooding in, and the town's going to hell in a wicker basket.
No one ever said the West was a gentle place to hang your hat.
Yeah, but the West had sheriffs. You know what we got? Private security. Don't do jack. And then they got the nerve to roll around every week collecting protection fees from us. They broke into the dentist place when he stopped paying. It's extortion, plain and simple.
You want me to go have a word with these, who are you talking about?
Eagle Crest Security. If you parked here, you're probably in their lots. Look, they have a way of making people disappear, especially anyone who crosses them. If they catch wind that you're law enforcement, e.g. competition, might happen to you too.
So what do you want me to do?
Bring some backup. Get some of your rangers established here. Maybe give us a sheriff. Rather than one of these Pinkerton types.
Rangers have a new policy. We're not allowed to operate in the park's interior unless we get a request from the locals.
I've tried that. You know how many tapes I've sent to your station? But nobody ever responds.
Huh. I'm actually here in an unofficial capacity because the lieutenant says he hasn't heard a peep from the Nez.
Wait. If you're not here officially, then what are you doing here?
Looking for someone. Favor for a friend.
Must be one hell of a friend to get you to trespass into the nuclear exclusion zone. What's this favor's name?
Jake Dunlap.
Never heard of him.
You said you're good with faces, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen him here. Who's that on his arm? His songbird or yours?
That's his sister.
That explains a lot.
Look, I'm not leaving until I find him. And I'd be more than tickled to hand the lieutenant tape from you, get the Rangers activated and out here. You help me, you help yourself. He here for the gold rush?
Never struck me as a pan or a miner, but he was always in their company. Could be in the tent city, business park. Could be living off the land in a shed 50 miles from here. Could be mining the goose. That's where I'd start.
I don't know exactly where that is.
Some barks, Ranger, you are, hun. A few miles up the road, trading post as a morning walk up there. You should wait till then. Tricky route to do in the dark.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm gonna get a tape ready, hold you at your word.
Wouldn't expect anything less. See you around. First promising news I've had all day. Best way to utilize this time is to figure out a game plan. So let's walk through this. Olivia said Jake came out here to make a quick buck, but Henny said it doesn't look like he's mining. So what is he doing? But what he's doing is just a way to get to where, and that's the most important part. So if the what doesn't matter...
Hey, you! No sleeping in the lot.
No, I wasn't going to sleep. Just needed to get away from the crowd, collect my thoughts.
I saw you pull in a few hours ago. Doesn't take a genius to see you trying to cheat the system. You need to catch some shut-eye. Find yourself a room.
What kind of lot won't...
Terms and conditions on the back of your ticket.
I'll be damned.
Better not see you in there when I come back.
Hey, wait. Look, let's say I did need a little shut-eye. Would you take a Jefferson to look the other way?
A Jefferson? Make it a Herbert Walker and you got yourself a deal.
$200 to sleep in my own damn truck. Fine. Still cheaper than a hotel.
My shift ends at 7. Make sure you're out of here before then. You ought to get that window fixed too, pal. Nighty-night.
You got it. Buys me a little time. We'll tackle the rest of this in the morning.
Last chance to get your Jamocha before we start on the trail.
How much?
20 for a small and 30 for a large.
I'll take the small.
Little bravery never hurt a man out in the field. You sure you'll settle for a small?
Small, please. Howdy.
Hello?
Mind if I walk with you? First time out to the Goose.
We're all headed the same place anyway.
All right, everybody, let's get moving.
So, first time, huh? Where's your equipment?
To be honest, I don't know what I'm doing. Figured I'd get a lay of the land, see what's in store.
You came all this way just to see what's going on, huh? That is not the way I would have done it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what would you do?
For starters, I learned everything I needed to before crossing the California border. I made a calculated risk, read the AU report to see what claims were paying out. I didn't come out here to just get a lay of the land. I'm sure you mean well, but the more people like you who show up unprepared, well, you make us a bigger target. For crime, for feds, for people getting rich off our backs. When I first came here, you could have a room to yourself for $30. Now you gotta shell out hundreds just to sleep in a dorm with 7 other men. All because people like you are willing to come out here with nothing but a dream and cash to flush down the crapper. No offense.
I didn't mean to hit a nerve.
Don't worry about him. Dirk's just an asshole.
Funny just how telling someone the truth makes you an asshole.
It's not what you say, Dirk, but how you say it. Like an asshole. Guys like that, huh? Little human kindness never hurt nobody. So you're what, needing to learn how to pan for gold? A guide will teach you how, for a fee. Let you rent some equipment. Of course, you're going to need a lease a claim, too. It's an expensive endeavor to dip your toe into these days, but once you figure it out, it's pretty easy.
Sounds like you've been panning for a while, then.
I don't pan.
Oh? Well, what do you do?
You know how Levi Strauss got rich during the first California gold rush?
Enlighten me.
He never went after the gold himself, but collected his fair share selling blue jeans to the workers. I like to think he had the right idea.
So you sell pants to the miners?
Nope. I'm a patcher. Shoes, waders, gloves, water's still radioactive, and nothing spells trouble like a hole in your trousers. Name's Silver with a Y.
Howdy. I'm Ron. With an R.
Here, take my card. Come see the shop over at the business park.
Thanks, Silver.
Ron, it's been nice chatting with you. Hope you find your load.
Hey, you. Yeah, what's that in your pocket?
What, this? Just taking some notes. First time out here. Could use all the help I can get.
Yeah, well, I don't like you much recording me without my permission.
Look, I'm just out here to find,
Find what?
Gold. Same as you.
Yeah. And you're eavesdropping on where me and my partner have our claim.
Look, sorry. I don't want no trouble. See, I'm turning it off. Been walking in a bit of a circle out here. Killing time before I could turn this tape back on. Didn't want those guys thinking I was snooping on their secret claim. Old Double Black on Ice was right. There's violence around every corner. You can feel it in the air, like a mob just before they riot. Doesn't help that everyone's loaded for bear. If Jake's mining here at the Goose, I haven't seen him.
You look like you could use some help. Do you know where your claim is?
Actually, could you point me to the business park?
Absolutely. Just follow this trail downhill for about a half a mile. Make a left when you reach the fork, and it's a straight shot from there.
Thanks, partner. Oh, shit. Wait. I apologize in advance for the awkwardness of this question, but am I supposed to tip you?
Money's not necessary, but a showing of gratitude is appreciated.
Thanks again.
Always a pleasure. We'll be heading down the mountain about an hour before sunset.
Understood.
Make sure you're back in time. Woods are a dangerous place to get lost in.
Will do. Can't say I'm happy about giving away even more money. May end up in the river with these folks, risking an enlarged thyroid for a 1 in a million payday. Sure, I've got whiskey and a few other sundries I can barter away, but more people out here have taken a shine to religion. I don't know how much help it'll do me. Where do you draw the line, Ron? You've promised to find Jake, but once you're out of money, do you admit defeat? Do you keep going until you're out of time? And what are you going to do after? You're not cut out for this. One wrong step and you're going to break your neck. Or get it slit by one of those yahoos. Why can't you just be content? Why are you always stirring up trouble? Ugh. Oh, that's gonna leave a bruise. Maybe they'll have some arnica down at the business park. I think I could see it down there. And back in my day, we called that a trailer park. Shelter, I guess. And you gotta operate out of somewhere. Wait. Is that?
That's him! Jake! Jake Dunlap!
Future Perfect is written and produced by Sean Waugh. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify, or visit us at futureperfectpodcast.com.